Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What are all you thought criminals and enemies of the state doing in one place? I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, as always, sitting in for Joyce Riley. My websites are deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com. We are purely listener-supported, and not by force. We don't point a gun to you and say, give us your money to create public broadcasting or petroleum broadcasting network systems. We simply say, if we give you value, you give us value back. And if you want to support this show, you go to the Power Mall, thepowerhour.com. Go check out all the deals today, just today, at the Power Mall. Been waiting for some of the goodies? Now's your chance to go get those. Joyce will be back tomorrow. I will be back next week, every Thursday. Tell people about the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com, and your old friend, your old pal, Jack Blood. We've got our guest, Scott Rickard. Let me just put Scott in the holding pattern. We're going to get into some pretty deep analysis here. John in Ohio, I want to put you on. You held. You were a very good listener. You should be rewarded.
Well, thanks. I just wanted to say that I don't think everybody is responsible, because there is one cementing force behind all this, and that is the CIA Wall Street military-industrial complex. These are just arms of the same octopus, and I think we have to see it that way. And they only are the only ones who had both the power to carry it out and covered up throughout the media. So I would include the CIA military-industrial oil corporate media complex.
It's Corp. They're all Federal Reserve companies. They're all like one company. So in a way, everyone is guilty, but everyone kind of filters up to the top of the pyramid into kind of one force. And you nailed it, John.
And the Mossad as well. Yes, absolutely. So,
well, and that's the same with global intelligence. CIA, Mossad, MI6. I mean, they're all kind of one. ISI. This is the wonderful new world order we live in. Everything is kind of one thing. So we do kind of get to the plain speaking of this whole thing when we say that. I think the global money paradigm. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, Janice. Janet in New York. You're on the Power Hour. Last word. Go ahead. Oh, she did. Well, cool. Scott Rickard is with us on the broadcast. We'll be sharing the next hour with him. There's so much to talk about. The Bibi Netanyahu speech, divide and conquer, dog and pony, good cop, bad cop. Scott Rickard is a former intelligence analyst with the United States Air Force and the NSA. He has since broken free and does some of the best analysis out there. Doesn't really promote too much, but he comes on and spends his time with us giving us analysis. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Jack.
How are you, man? I never get you up this early. Are you doing okay?
No, getting enough
coffee in you?
Hell, plenty, yeah. I've been up since 5:30 this morning, so.
Hey, man, we were just talking about the Kennedy assassination for the last hour, because we were uncorking that story where Bill O'Reilly, or Bill O'Reilly, as I call him, from Fox News, said that he was sitting on the porch when George de Morenschild killed himself. And that's the basis of him being an expert on the Kennedy assassination. He wrote a book that I guess it's a bestseller. When you buy your own book and you sell thousands and thousands of copies, Scott, are you still a bestseller, or does that count?
Well, the Fox News Network, Rupert Murdoch, has a very good track record of promoting propaganda books from Bill O'Reilly, and even my close friend Doug Brunt, who's married to Megyn Kelly, has gotten on the New York bestseller list with his fictional material.
Wait a minute. Your friend is married to Megyn Kelly?
Yes, Megyn Kelly.
M-E-G-Y-N. You know what that means, right?
No, tell me.
You can't say it on this show. Don't say it, Scott.
I don't know, but
I think the listeners got the gist of that. All right, I got to pick up. We'll have a long segment right here with our great guest today, Scott Rickard. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Joyce Riley. It's the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hours. There's three of them, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, as always, filling in for Joy. She'll be back tomorrow. It's the Power Hour, March 5th, 2015. It's Thursday. Scott Rickard is with us, a good friend of our show, the Jack Blood Show, former intelligence analyst, and has he has no compunctions of just being bold all the time. Dude, your parents were awesome, Scott. Whatever they did, what did happen to you? How did you finally realize that, okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't analyze the intelligence for the military security industrial complex. I think I'm just going to go out on my own and tell everything I know. Well, was there one thing? I don't remember even asking you that before, Scott. Was there one thing that you just went, nah, that's enough. I can't do it.
Yeah, there definitely was. I was a military brat myself, and I grew up pretty much all around the world. My father was stationed in Europe and in Asia, and you know, did a few tours in Vietnam. And you know, as a kid, you know, I was not really that pro military or anything like that. But at the same time, yeah, I joined the military at a very young age and got into the intelligence community. Basically at the age of 17. Worked as a Korean and Arabic linguist, and then went back to the NSA and was working in a really an anti-terrorism organization that was dealing with some pretty high-level communications around the world. And so I got a really good insight. And when they started lying into Congress around the Iran-Contra, we all knew at the agency that that Ali North and the Bush administration was incredibly entwined with the arms for hostages and for the heavily associated you know, arming of the Afghan rebels and so on and so forth. So there was a clear indication that you know, our involvement in Nicaragua and these drug interdictions were, you know, basically fake. You know, the CIA was totally involved. So we all knew the real truth, and we actually turned state's evidence into the Justice Department. And when we did, it was, you know, quickly, you know, basically swept under the rug. Nobody was ever held accountable. And at that point, you know, you see these guys testifying and acting as if, you know, what they were doing was, you know, under the, behind the curtain or under the covers, and everybody else was oblivious to it, when in fact it was, you know, highly directed by, you know, Bush was the head of the intelligence community for quite some time. H.W. Bush, I'm talking about. And these guys, obviously Reagan was nothing more than a Hollywood puppet head who was really much like most of the presidents that we have. You know, look at Bush Jr., he was the same way. So at that point in the late 80s, I just said, you know, this is, you know, incredible. Even in my resignation to the NSA, I said, you know, it's an incredible crime what's being done here. You know, we're publishing, you know, very legitimate analysis that's, you know, basically hidden from the people that are paying for this service, the American people. And this is not, you know, something that is, you know, by telling the truth would give up our sources. It's basically we're operating in a very clandestine, very criminal way, and it's something that that the American people have been, you know, basically sheltered from and misled by the Pentagon and the press for Jesus, probably over a century. So it was a realization that I came through in my late 20s, and when I left, I went to go work for the Eastern Space Missile Command out of Cape Canaveral and Kennedy Space Center and Patrick Air Force Base. And, you know, I started to even realize more and more as the Gulf War started, because I understood all the history of what the Americans had done to build up Saddam Hussein and create the war against not only Iran, but also against Hafez al-Assad. They had been supporting war against him since the late 70s and the 80s. As well as the wars that they were instigating against Gaddafi out of Chad with the French Foreign Legion at the same time. So this is a long-standing Western aggression and long-standing you know, criminal warfare. And, you know, it's culminated by the you know, the attitudes of, you know, say the Netanyahu speech this week, you know, just basically pressing warmongering for almost two decades.
Well, let me go there here in a second. But, you know, when I listen to you talk and I think of people like John O'Neill, who was supposed to be bin Laden's nemesis, who died in the 9/11 tragedy. I think it was his second day of work for the Port Authority of Security. He was fired as the FBI agent who was really on the trail of the real, you know, bin Laden mess, and died on 9/11. But when I listen to you talk, you know, you are a person who loves their country or wants the truth, and you're willing to even put your life on the line for it. And there is a lot of men and women in our intelligence and police and military services that do that. But after they weed out the people that can't stand watching the constant, you know, manipulation and propaganda, it only leaves the ambitious social climbers or idiots. And maybe that's the problem we have now.
Well, there's a, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of Hitler youth type of mentality in the military and intelligence services. And there's a lot of the messianic, sort of apocalyptic type individuals, you know, the Dick Cheneys, the Pastor Hagees, the Forrest Freezes. You know, these types of individuals are, you know, they're followers of the Robert Spencers or Frank Gaffneys from the extreme right that
Harvey.
I had Frank on my show once.
Oh, my God.
And Oliver North, who you mentioned earlier. Frank was a PNAC-er. He was one of the PNAC guys. And I tried to get something out of him. I ended up just agreeing to disagree all over the place. Let's go to the Bibi Netanyahu speech. So there's an election, or selections, we call them, in Israel. Bibi's job is on the line. That happens here in about a week or so. He comes to Congress, and there's a big hubbub that John Boehner has put it, let him speak, opposed to the president. The administration doesn't want to have anyone coming in the middle of an election because it looks like they're taking sides. Though I think there's much more to this story. To put it in a nutshell, what Netanyahu said was the Iran plan with Obama is a bunch of garbage. If we don't do something right now, they're going to have nukes. We hear that just about every day or every year from them. In fact, the intelligence from the last time he spoke here was completely debunked. So he was just lying about the red line. It had no information. It sounded like going into Iraq for weapons of mass destruction all over again. I've got my own take on this, but let's hear your take. Is there a division between the administration and puppet pullers of President Obama and Israel over issues such as how to go after ISIS, what to do with Russia and the Ukraine, and many things geopolitical? Or is this just kind of a dog and pony show? Go ahead, Scott.
Well, this is obviously kabuki theater until the left is in power in Israel. Once the left is in power in Israel, you know, you'll see the Democratic Party just jumping, all over them and saying how much better it is for American relations. And
Herzog, if Herzog wins, go ahead.
Yeah, so and at the same time, you know, this is a setup, you know, for the right to gain momentum in the United States, because, you know, the right does control Congress at this point. They're in a good position to retake the administration, and what I think we're seeing is they're pushing the same rhetoric they've been pushing for over two decades around this arch enemy of Iran, and you know the only evidence that that they can come up with, that Bibi can come up with, is he's got to go back 2,000 years to an incredibly distant time in order to come up with a justification for any kind of Iranian attack. And this goes hand in hand, with the British Empire, what they've done in the region, the kind of control that they've had over Iran. And when they lost that control in the 50s and basically handed it to the United States, and the United States lost that control in the 70s, it's very much like when the control was lost in Libya in the late 60s to Gaddafi, where the West did not control the outcome of the economics and the outcome of the political power in those two countries. They were consistently moving in the direction of vilifying those nations, those sovereign nations, in order to provide some sort of uprising within the country and within the global community, very much like what they've done more recently in Ukraine. So no, this is a traditional Western strategy or tactic to go after a nation that does not abide and does not fall in lockstep with not only the economic side but also the political structure of the country. And I think it's, very indicative of any country that bucks the IMF and the controlling banks. Like your first caller on this hour said, there's a massive control at the military industrial complex, the intelligence industrial complex, the petroleum, and as well as the financial. And the financial guys are really pulling the strings. The Brookings Institute, as I mentioned on the last show we did,
Did you see the document I sent you? And I'm not sure if that's what you were edging at. And we ended up publishing a story on this. The 2009 policy paper, Which Path to Persia? Options for a New American Strategy Towards Iran. It kind of sounds like a PNAC 10 years later. And it makes clear that any negotiations with Iran, and we're supposedly having these now, over its nuclear program, is merely theater. And that it will be used to give the world the impression that the United States explored all possible possible, quote unquote, peaceful options before restoring to violent regime change. It puts us in the seat as the good cop, and then we go and we put these impossible to follow, almost pre-World War II Japanese style economic negotiations on Iran. They can't possibly even do it, but it's an offer you can't refuse, because otherwise we go, well, look at Netanyahu over here, look at Israel. So, and it makes it look like we're the peacemakers and we're not just going to bomb every country, which, by the way, we end up doing. Let me follow up with that with you, Scott, in the next segment. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Joyce Riley. It's the Power Hour. Scott Rickard is with us. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Power Hour. Good morning. Glad to have you awake and aware. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, filling in for Joyce. And Scott Rickard is with us. He's a former intelligence analyst who really lets it fly. Before we went to break, and we've only got a short segment here, Scott, and then a longer segment, we were talking about, I think this is very revealing, and I think I sent it to you yesterday, which path to Persia, options for a new American strategy towards Iran back in 2009. They say any military operation against Iran would be very unpopular around the world and require the popular international context, both to ensure logistical support. The operation would require to minimize blowback from it. That's something they're horrible at. It goes on to say the truth is that all of this is going to be very challenging. Again, it reminds me of the Project for a New American Century. We'll need a new Pearl Harbor. This is going to take a very long time. They say that this case is going to be hard to make. And for that reason, it would be far more preferable if the United States could cite an Iranian provocation, an attack or something, as justification for the airstrikes before launching them. Brookings already decided there would be a dog and pony show. Israel would be the good bad cop. We'd be the good cop. They'd use divide and rule to get everybody all freaked out. And then there would have to be some kind of an attack by Iran. And then we can go in. Do I pretty much have it?
That's got it. I mean, they tried to actually do that in the Persian Gulf with false flags, and they were outed by internal Department of Defense analysts that basically had to flee the country, now living in Australia, to save their own lives. This is not something that is unknown to the intelligence community. The U.S. is by far and wide speaking outwardly, mostly through think tanks and certainly in and around the Pentagon and the intelligence community, to create a scenario in which is a false flag, in which the Americans can respond very much in the way that they architected the 9/11 incident that brought us into the onslaught that we've been involved with now for over a decade in Afghanistan and now Iraq. So, yeah, this is something that the U.S. government has been very much involved with their allies in Europe, and it's unfortunate that the entire U.S. has been misled for so long. But that being said, you know, these kinds of warmongering attitudes, I've seen statistics that over 50% of the people that have responded to the Netanyahu speech have responded negatively to it. So that's, you know, it's a good sign.
They're supposed to, because we're going to go save Iran. And if anything happens, you know, remember when Israel tried to attack Lebanon a couple of years ago? It was a disaster. It was a total fail. They need our help. And they need to have us on board, but we need to have plausible deniability that we're not looking for war first. And that's all Americans expect. And then, as we're going to talk about in the next segment with Scott Rickard, our guest today here on the Power Hour, that 4 out of 5 Americans want to go to war with ISIS. So who is ISIS? Real quick, the Brookings Institute, I think Nixon said this is a left-wing conspiracy. They're basically a left-wing alleged think tank. I think now they're even more important than the Council on Foreign Relations. See, this is kind of the new way to talk about this, or Freemasonic, organizations and secret societies. It is sponsored by oil and Global Corp. I mean, they have corporate sponsors. I think you'll know them by who sponsors them.
Oh, absolutely. Every major executive at Goldman Sachs that leaves Goldman Sachs to retire ends up joining the Brookings Institute. It is the financial center of the messianic apocalyptic and imperialistic financial.
So we're all looking at the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group, when really it's the Brookings Institute, it's American Enterprise Institute, it's
right.
The Clinton Global Initiative, which we can talk about in the next segment, Scott. It's
the Center for New American Security. Yeah, the Center for New American Security. It's a newer one. The New America Foundation. It was founded by Eric Schmidt, the CEO. Former CEO of Google and Nobel. Yeah, so these are groups that bring in both left and right, but the majority of CNAS, Center for New American Security, and New America Foundation are really along the same lines that you just talked about, the left wing financially backed, really.
Wait a minute. The left wing only care about the poor people, Scott. They don't want war. They're anti-war. Remember the Bush years?
Yeah, well, only when the right wing's in power.
Wow, it's going to be hard for Jeb to top this warmongering administration for 8 years. I want to talk about ISIS. We'll debunk all that with Scott Rickard after this, and we'll take your calls. Phone lines are back open. It's the Power Hour. Stay with us.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Apes and fakey, unless you're vegetarians, and then not so much. Great having you awake this morning on the Power Hour. We're setting the precedent. You start the mornings with the Power Hour, right? And then you don't fall for all the phony BS propaganda that just spews out of your televisions and radios and newspapers all day long. One of my favorite analysts is with us on the broadcast today. It's Scott Rickard. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Joyce Riley. She'll be back tomorrow. It's March 5th, 2015. Phone lines are open. 855-995-6923. New callers. If you already called in, you're out. If you've never called in, we'd love to hear from you. If you listen to the Jack Blood Show, really love to hear from you. Great callers on my show. 855-995-6923, where we're talking about this phony war between Obama, AIPAC Obama, and Bibi Netanyahu. There is some political intrigue there. They are really supporting the new guy, which will give a fresh face. It's kind of like bringing in the new Pope, Scott. You know, that one Pope that looks like the devil? It wasn't helping recruitment to the Catholic Church, so they had to bring in Pope Franny One Lung, and now people are all of a sudden loving the Catholic Church, and they banished that guy to house arrest, Benedict, because he was scaring the children. So you just put a new face on it.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a new face on the same coin. You have no change. You know, even they've been there were reports that came out today that said Obama was cutting intelligence ties with Israel around the IAEA negotiations between the nuclear talks. Because he felt as though Netanyahu was undermining the charade of supposed American and
P5+1. It's no secret. I don't think Obama likes Netanyahu at all.
No doubt.
And I don't think Netanyahu likes him, though they are stuck strategically in lockstep, so they're forced to like each other. But if Obama can, he create a regime change in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Libya. I mean, maybe they're looking. This sounds like Brzezinski. This is all Brzezinski. Let's get rid of Netanyahu and put in a guy we can work with a little nicer to us. So there is something to it, but most of it is largely staged, I think, for the most part. Now, I turn on every channel, Scott, and they say the same thing about ISIS. They're under our beds. They're in our closets. We must give up all of our liberties. There's a new authorization for military force that Obama put out, which made Bush look like a piker. We have to go get ISIS. 4 out of 5 Americans think we need to get ISIS. I got all kinds of news on this, and I know you do too, but quickly, can you go back and talk about that connection? We did a show with you a couple of months back, and we found a connection between the first beheading victim, who we don't think was beheaded at all, Foley, right? And the Kissinger of Israel. Can you talk about that for a minute again so the listeners to this show can get up to speed?
Well, I don't think it was Foley. I think it was Sotloff. Sotloff had a direct connection to Uzi Arad. Uzi Arad was the head of Mossad in Israel, and he teaches at the Interdisciplinary Center, IDC Herzliya. Now, Herzliya is the Langley of Israel. It's the headquarters for Mossad. It's where all their operations are. And when he left as the national security advisor to Netanyahu, Uzi Arad started to teach again at the IDC Herzliya. And he was actually Facebook friends with Sotloff when Sotloff was supposedly killed in Syria. Now, a lot of
Facebook friends, not Facebook friends, because Uzi Arad's Facebook itself was kind of private. But you helped clue me into this. And he even had Sotloff, Mr. Sotloff, hidden. And Sotloff is a reporter, but he's all of a sudden mixed up with the Henry Kissinger of England, of Israel. And so the ties there are very suspicious. But it wasn't they were Facebook friends, Scott. It's that they were kind of secret Facebook friends that we found.
Absolutely. If you went to go actually search Uzi Arad's friends, Sotloff did not come up. You had to actually page down through his friends in order to see it. So it's something along the lines of, even the relationship was somehow not clearly defined. And even today, I haven't checked more recently, you can still go back and see it because Sotloff's account is still active. And Uzi Arad is still connected, and I made it very clear that this is a very suspicious connection. And here's a kid who goes to school in my in Orlando from Miami, has very close ties to what I would call more right wing Miami type Republicans. And this is he becomes a reporter for a freelance reporter. And he travels, Yemen.
Go ahead.
He travels Yemen. He travels in Sudan, he was in Libya, he was in Syria, and he's in all these hot spots. But in the time that he was doing this supposed journalist work, he wrote very few articles, and the articles he wrote obviously were extremely supportive of the initiatives. You know, it reminds me of the movie that just came out with Jon Stewart, and Then They Came For Me, where he basically I forget his last name right now, but basically the individual that was supposedly interrogated by Iranians for being involved in the Green Revolution or the Green Party support that was against Ahmadinejad, they made a movie out of it. And, you know, mark my words, Jon Stewart next year will receive an Oscar very much like Argo because the nature of the propaganda and certainly the acceptance by both the right and the left of Jon Stewart. Now, Jon Stewart,
John
Leibowitz.
I mean, it's still his pen name, but that's okay. And I have one too. So,
he did a fantastic job at throwing Netanyahu under the bus, but he'll never take that approach at going after the the George Soros network. And
that's why he quit. He had $25 million a year minimum to do the Daily Show. He quit.
Yeah, I think you're seeing him move into sort of the Spielberg role. As Spielberg falls off the map, I think you'll see Jon Stewart, you know, become an icon in Hollywood. And that was his first movie. Rosewater is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
And the book was called And Then They Came For Me. And I think you'll see is he'll move into more and more, type of, propaganda films in order to, push the Zionist agenda from a left wing perspective. He's one of the more fair.
It doesn't even matter that he's Jewish or that he believes it. You go. This is where all the money and the fame is. This is where you go. It's like you being involved in the right Rothschild or Rockefeller charity. You know, you want to get in there, and then all of a sudden it resurrects your career and you become very successful. So that's a tip to the listeners at the Power Hour, Scott. Go get involved in the big elite charities and start pushing the things that Jon Stewart is pushing. And you too, if that is maybe your uncle is related by blood to the kings and queens of England, maybe then you'll be very successful. I just want to help people here. Real quick before I go to my phones, 855-995-6923. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Joyce today in the Power Hour. Just in case you thought you tuned into the wrong show, Scott Rickard is with us. It's March 5th. Not again. Here's just more evidence. Every week or two, here are missiles being shipped to Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Literally this time, we've got the ISIS posing for pictures in front of boxes with the United States, made in the United States insignia on them. Is that... is that something they painted on themselves in order to embarrass us, or all the drops of supplies going to ISIS are really from the United States?
Well, certainly there are people embedded with the mercenary forces they're calling ISIS now that are operating on behalf of the West. And if you look at the success that the Iranians and the Iraqi militia, about two-thirds of the forces that are fighting against this terrorist force or this mercenary force called ISIS are actually Iraqi citizens that have been advised by Iranian intelligence and advised, and they've pushed these fighters around to Crete, the hometown of Saddam Hussein, into a box right now, and they're about ready to defeat them there. And the folks in the West are very up in arms about this because such a they didn't expect such involvement from Iran to be able to coordinate efforts with the Shiite there and put out this this Sunni triangle sort of initiative that's been really nurtured by the West through in and out of Syria. And in and out of Turkey and in and out of Jordan for what, 4 years now? And so these forces that have come up and actually been very effective at fighting these mercenary forces. And yeah. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people battling for power within these mercenary
sure.
forces. So the intelligence
tribal warfare. No, it's tribal warfare. They set it up so it'll be tribal warfare, and that keeps everybody fighting, and they can control you with a drop of $1 million in American money. That's another story that we did.
It's not even tribal. At this point, what you have is you have organizations that are fighting, with their leaders, and as their leaders are either taken out or moving
right.
to other organizations, the people just follow because it's a survival tactic, and there's the overall orchestration of it is obviously done by the supply chain. The supply chain that who gets the weapons and who gets bombed and who doesn't. Obviously, if there's a rogue group, that rogue group is the one that is taken out. Kobani is a good example of that, whereby the Kurds and the Peshmerga are the new great allies of the West. And there's actually talk of providing a $500 million package to the Peshmerga in order to give them more power in the North.
Finally, they've been begging for support for 25 years.
Well, because they're an enemy of Turkey, and Turkey's now more and more of a puppet of NATO, I think what we're seeing is this has been an initiative since the 80s to align the Peshmerga and the Kurds with the West, and I think what we're seeing now is a lot more popularity in the Pentagon and the intelligence community to basically split Iraq into half. Whereby the northeast and the north of Iraq will be controlled by the Kurds, and the south, where there is about half the oil or more, and in the south would be controlled by the Shiite Iraqis, and obviously the Sunni triangle.
It's the north and the south, and the water's in the middle, and that's how all Biden, Mr. O'Biden became vice president. That was his big plan, is to split everything up. You know what it is? A bunch of guys are at the poker table, and they're playing, and this is geopolitics, right? And one of them's cheating, and the other one shoots each other, and there's a guy that just fills his spot, and then the game keeps going and going. But the house always wins, Scott. That's what we got to keep in mind.
The house always
wins. The house always wins. That's why there's a game.
Absolutely true. Now, there's no doubt that these relationships that go back in Iraq and in Turkey are relationships that have gone on since the 70s, especially, given the massive amount of intelligence operations in Turkey, in the eastern side of Turkey. And look at what it did to countries like Georgia, countries like Chechnya, countries like Dagestan. These are all former Soviet republics that have had their own color revolutions.
Yeah. And now the Ukraine, right. Yeah.
And now the Ukraine.
I want to get to Nemkov before we get out, and I'm almost out of time. I've got about 4 or 5 minutes in this segment, and then we've got a final couple of minutes to talk. Let's go back to the phones, if we could. Scott Rickard with us on the broadcast today, 855-995-6923. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour. Dave in New York, thank you for holding. Do we have you?
Yes, you do. Scott, I'll start at the end instead of the beginning. The book, The Final Jihad, When the Best of the Worst Finally Come for Us, I believe that is probably ISIS. Are you familiar with the book? It was Governor Keating's brother wrote the book.
No, I'm not. Help me out.
Is that the one where he says Tom McVeigh is going to bomb? He's got a fictional character that later became Tim McVeigh, that one?
Correct, but they did spell McVeigh wrong. But, okay, so then you go back to 1998 and Colin Powell was asked what his favorite movie was. It was The Matrix. Now, I don't know if Albert Pike's letter to Mussini is real or not, but that talked about World War One, and if necessary, World War Two, and then, if it continued, World War III. You have Wesley Clark's Seven Countries that he wrote about in 1992 that we would be invading, and I think we've done that now. All this future planning, I'm wondering, human nature is so predictable, and then how people will react, and of course with the power of the media, and David Rockefeller praising them, because he said we never could have pulled it off without you. This was back in a Cronkite.
Yeah, we wouldn't have world government without the help of the media, and Mao's China is the perfect society. Let me stop you there, Dave. Wesley Clark says Seven Nations. You know, a lot of this is true. It seems to always bring us to more centralization. The closest we can get to one world government puts power into the fewest hands and compartmentalizes everything else. Anyone that is offender, that doesn't go, as you mentioned earlier, Scott, with the World Bank or the IMF plan, the takeover here, they're the ones that are they're guilty, and that's what the world police and the world armies are going to punish. They may not do anything to anyone like Iran, but they're guilty just because they're not going along with it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you look at, Wesley Clark is a great example of, left-wing, political, softness when it comes to war. But at the same time, you know, I went to school with Wesley Clark's daughter, Christine. And my father worked with Wesley and Monmouth. They were developing next generation, their predecessor to the Patriot missile system back in the 70s. It was called Firefinder. And Sharks River Research Lab in New Jersey, right near Fort Monmouth. And what you see here is you see, military guys who see things going, too far and going too fast and being too aggressive and speaking out against it. But at the same time, these individuals do have a much lighter agenda. Wesley Clark has actually outed, many of the scenarios that have, gone way beyond what he had expected, going through the military. Certainly there are splits.
Well, I mean, wasn't he overseeing Waco, Wesley Clark?
Yeah. So you have. They pick and choose their battles based upon political ideology rather than...
No, they want to look like the good cop. We're back to good cop, bad cop. Real quick on NEMCOF when we come back, and we'll get Phil in Florida on the record with a Scott Rickard. I'm Jack Blood. It's the Power Hour. We're going to end it right after this.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
All hell, it's the Power Hour. Joyce is back tomorrow. I'm Jack Budd here every Thursday for you for the foreseeable future. That means this week. Who knows about next week? Scott Rickard has been with us in the broadcast today. Just a great analyst. We barely get a scratch the surface with him. There's so much to talk about, and I just love spending time with him. So thank you, Scott, for making time for us this morning out of Florida. Do you have a new project? Do you want to speak on that for a second? And we'll take Phil from Florida, and we'll get out of here.
My new project. Remind me about that.
That was your cue. Okay. Yeah, man, because he doesn't promote himself. He's just here for the fun of it, right? This is fun. I mean, just...
No. When you say new project, are you talking about the television network stuff or... What's the project?
I have 10, so I was going to give you a shot to promote your favorite one.
Well, you know, right now I'm actually looking to get back into the selling of intelligence community technology, just because it's a close link into understanding the what we're up against with.
Yeah.
You know, as the Internet of Things comes out and big data moves into our not only our personal lives but into our business lives. There's so much more intelligence that that the government is going to have access to. You know, what they have today is just obviously the tip of the iceberg.
But how we fight it? That's the free market answer back to all of this.
Well, let's be clear. This is not a free market. This is a market that's driven once again by the financial communities and the investment capital that goes into these types of companies.
No, I know. It's a cartel capitalism, which people get confused with the free market. But I already have seen things that can protect your privacy and things that can, you know, move around the confines of the Internet. And so every time there's a new stumbling block, somebody comes up with something, an app or something that can get around it. And I love that. That's what I love about the free market. Phil in Florida, also in Florida, this is Scott Rickard. Phil, you'll have the last word for the callers today, if you could. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for another great show. Hi, Scott. Wish we could have you for another hour, but I have
Phil
two questions.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Scott. Good. Glad you're on this morning. I had two questions. One, you mentioned earlier that there were a couple of analysts, intelligence guys, that leaked a false flag, and then they had to leave the country to basically save their lives. And I want to know, is what's it like on the inside of our intelligence community? You know, how many good guys do we really have? I mean, and how many are just promoting the lies? And second, like you guys are talking Brookings Institute and that Tony Cartolucci article, what can we as listeners do? Like, I'm going to print out that article and just fax it to the local news station.
I have it at deadlinelive.info. You can find it there. It's Tony Cartolucci.
Oh,
can I have him answer your first question, which I think is really dynamic and a great question because we're going to run out of time. Thank you, Phil. Love you, man. My brother, Phil Rossino. Scott, the climate in the intelligence community now, they're not all bad guys, right?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I use my father as an example, a lot of my friends as examples. There is a clear-cut case for individuals who, you know, actually believe that they were doing the right thing. And as, you know, they, these people, obviously are superseded by a cartel within the intelligence communities and intelligence and military communities, whereby, you know, there's it's like pushing rope. You know, there's no fighting against it. You know, there's obviously it destroys your career. Obviously, you are up against the eight ball when there's things happening that you don't agree with. And
out of time, Scott. Did Nemkov? Did Putin kill Nemkov?
Absolutely not. Nemkov only had about 1% approval rating, was no, absolutely no threat to Putin.
Good job, buddy. Hey, we'll see you all next Thursday. Joyce will be back tomorrow. I'm on the Jack Blood Show 5 days a week. That was Scott Rickard. Excellent work. Stay bold, America. Mighty forces will come to your aid.